And we're live.
We are live.
How are you today?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good. How are you?
Tucker and the Beard.
Fine,
back
folks.
In studio again. What's up, Facebook people?
Hello, hello.
Let me do a couple of things here, and we'll actually join the live stream already progress. So in case somebody has questions, comments, or concerns, they are welcome to voice those, and we will answer them as we can.
Say what up. It's not coming up on my thing yet.
What's up?
Is it going? We going?
So, you having a good week so far?
I'm having a good week. Busy week, but good week.
Yeah.
Good busy.
It was one of those, at the end of the day, yesterday.
Yes.
When I go, oh. You're telling me it's only Monday?
It's yeah.
Like, it's only the end of Monday?
You just said that, and I was like, yeah, it's been a crazy week. And I was like, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know.
I'm a little depressed now.
That's the thing. No, it's been good, though. It's been good. Getting things done.
Yes. It has been constant. I think I've seen you kind of in passing little bits today talking, and it's been... Yeah, one thing after another. But good stuff.
Keep on coming. Yeah, life is beautiful, as I always like to say. I'm happy to be in the position that I'm in. So I got zero complaints.
Yeah, I was like, I got no complaints. It's good, busy. I wouldn't have it any other way. Doing the real estate stuff and
yeah.
Same.
Went and saw Shazam over the weekend.
Shazam.
And we've got a review for you on that, and we will
get into it.
We'll get into it.
So, are we getting a message? Do we get a message?
Somebody would like us to listen to a song that they wrote about Prescott and put it on the channel. I'll give it a listen, see what happens.
Yeah, shoot
Thank
it to
Michelle.
Us. Listen to it.
It's called Prescott Town on YouTube.
Prescott Town.
Don't stop watching this, but when this is over, go check it out.
Yeah.
And I will too. Thank you for that, Michelle.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
So, going back to some news from a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Right, so I went to out of Africa.
Yes.
And I swear on my life I almost saw somebody mauled by a tiger.
Right. We had discussed the... It's awesome park. The out of Africa park is... It's
super cool. Yeah.
One of the coolest parks around. Just for my sense, I'm like, it's about to make the news.
It is a little unnerving sometimes
when we have, and if you guys
chase people around,
didn't watch that one we were discussing, that there's persons, job to be the tiger
bait, human tiger bait, yeah,
and that's their job. It's like, hey, Frank's gonna be the tiger bait today,
yeah,
and it's just pissing off a tiger and running,
yeah,
so.
But then there was also some news from another zoo in Arizona where a young lady decided to get a touch too close to a jaguar enclosure.
Which
and ended up getting her forearm unzipped a little bit.
Yeah, just kind of came through there and
close encounter with nature.
Bad idea. Like, it's one of those moments, you know, you're a father, I'm a father. My wife and I routinely joke that you find yourself saying things to kids that you didn't think you'd ever have to find yourself saying.
Yes.
You know, just the most random
things.
We
could do an entire episode on just that.
We should.
Yeah.
We should. No, just the most random things ever that you go, I didn't think that sentence, formed sentence, was ever going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Good, bad, indifferent. But it's one of those things like, did someone need to tell her...
Don't get too close. I mean,
to the jaguar enclosure.
There are signs.
Right.
And, you know, that should have been enough, but apparently it was not.
Which segues into another thing that we were discussing.
Well, I've been fascinated for the last, it's been almost a year, where there was in Africa the last
starfighter
black rhino.
Okay.
In the wild that exists.
Right.
And, you know,
endangered species.
Extremely endangered species. They can't seem to get them to breed in captivity, and their numbers in the wild are, well, they're gone now.
Right.
the rhino eventually died of natural causes, largely due to the fact that he, for the last like year or so of his life, was guarded around the clock by armed guards with machine guns. Like, yeah. I dare you to come near this rhino.
Yeah. Bad things are going to happen.
Yeah. And so I thought that was really interesting and really cool. Poachers are the worst. They're actually worse than people who don't put their shopping carts away.
There's one person I can think of that's
dealing. But they are worse than that. And, but this week I saw an article pop up as I was browsing through the Facebooks.
And before you drop this one, because you had sent this to me as, oh my gosh, check this out.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe it. I think there was a while that I don't even know if I responded to the text. I think you just hello. You
didn't.
But because like fully wrapping my,
yeah,
like I don't know my correct response to this thing. And you know, people hear when you kind of discuss what had happened and the mixed feelings.
Oh, I have zero mixed feelings.
Oh, what, about I'm just this. Saying.
I have one feeling and it is
amazing.
Utter elation.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
I giggled like a schoolgirl when I read the article, but I understand why you might not have, considered the validity of said article. Cause I think the copy that I sent to you was from like BuzzFeed, and well, 9 times out of 10, I don't believe that crap in either.
Right. But it's one of those things where like I joke around with my wife all the time, like in joke wise, and you and I are very, very ceremonial in our joking. And I think forgetting that it was you for half of a second, because you got to know your audience. Like if I'm sitting here cheering and you're like, no, that's really messed up. Like that's really sad.
Yeah.
You know, just depending on your audience of how you can kind of joke. But anyways, I digress.
This, to me, I saw this article and I was just, I was over the moon.
Yeah.
It was awesome, in my opinion.
Yes.
It was funny in a very dark way,
yes.
Which is the best way to be funny for me.
Listen, yeah.
I appreciate that dark humor.
I can go dark really quick.
To the article.
Yeah, the title being
Rhino Poacher Killed by Elephants and Eaten by Lions. And I read the headline and the person was like,
wait a minute.
This didn't really happen, but it did.
Oh, it happened.
It happened.
Maybe not in the way you might think that it happened. Like yeah,
I don't think it was like a tag team cage match. I was just about WWF. To say,
get him.
The elephant just gores the dude and tags in the lions. And you're like just
going off the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean,
not the rock, but a rock.
A rock.
Sorry.
Wrestling. You didn't give him the people's tusk.
But speaking of wrestling, I'm just.
But I thought that was fantastic. Wanted to share that with
it's fantastic.
With our viewers.
Yeah,
in fact,
and reading. Yeah,
I'll post a link in the comments of the live stream right now if anybody wants to check out the article.
Okay, hold on. She already posted it.
It's already done.
Lynn already did. No. So
crack what production team
happened?
Here.
Yes, there was a poacher hunting a rhino that was killed by an elephant, and the other poachers that were with them left the dude's body there to make an escape because they were illegally on the preserve.
Yeah, well, because poachers are pieces of garbage.
When they came back, the body had been consumed by a family of lions.
Yeah. So, you know, instead of taking one more rhino away from the wild population, we lost a poacher. And unfortunately, poachers aren't an endangered species yet.
But
yet.
Yeah. Well, funny that you said that, because I did read an article that said that Africa has allowed the shooting of poachers.
Yeah.
So now there are people that are legitimately...
That's a safari I'd go on.
...poacher hunters. There are people, like, I've seen their thing. It's like, this is what I do. I hunt poachers. All right, cool.
It's like every
they're trying
young
to get
boy's wild, wild west fantasy to be...
Yeah.
this bounty hunter, and you get to do that and get paid for it.
Yeah.
And it's super legal.
I'd be like, I'd have a business card, and it's like, I'm going to get a piece of that. Come on. my bad dad joke for the day.
I don't tend to think that murder is cool. I do think that poachers are garbage, and I'm totally okay with hunting them.
There you go.
Strangely enough. So,
there you go.
In other news.
I don't know what you're about to say, so.
The trailer for The Joker dropped this week.
All right, continue.
I'd love to know what your thoughts are.
All right, because I'm pretty sure that you're on the Batman train, and I get it.
I do love me some Batman.
I get it. I enjoy some Batman with the best of them.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it's kind of beating a dead horse at this point, and it's just different variations. Joaquin Phoenix is as crazy as they come.
Yeah.
You know?
He might be, like, the closest to a real-life Joker out there.
When I think I discussed, you know, I enjoyed him in some Space Camp, which you never say. If you've seen Space Camp, please comment. Let me know that I'm not alone. Some Parenthood, some Gladiator. Come on.
Great in Gladiator. Great in Parenthood.
Yeah. With some Keanu Reeves that hasn't aged since.
Space Camp.
If you haven't seen Space Camp, you can't even judge it.
I'm sure I have, and I've just...
Listen, it's an 80s movie that is not held up.
No.
So there you go. As we were just playing a game with some other people, name that movie.
Name that movie. It's a fun game, you know, because...
And we're good at it.
I mean, we live and breathe movies a lot of times, so we, you know, it's just something that we are probably a bigger fan of movies than most people are.
Right.
And so while we probably wouldn't try to describe a movie in the most obscure terms possible, you probably, you know, it's fun to guess at the movie when other people are
really
trying hard to remember what the movie is, and
they don't know what the movie title is, but they say it's got this person and this happened. And they go out into the forest or something, and you're just,
wait a minute.
So,
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabinet. And stabbed, mauled to death by a unicorn.
Unicorn's Cabin dangerous, okay? So I take it you're not even kind of excited?
Listen, I know I'm probably going to have to go watch it.
I will watch everything Batman-related ever.
Challenge accepted. I'm going to find something Batman related
that I don't want to watch. I saw Lego Batman twice.
That's probably one of, if not the best Batman movie.
You shut your mouth.
Oh,
it's not what we're talking about today.
Okay. Well, I'm just
saying. We'll go rounds about this in another episode.
Lego apparently. Batman was amazing.
I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm saying putting it on that best level. I'm actually super stoked to watch the Ninja Batman stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know, the Killing Joke was fantastic.
Oh, it's a great storyline.
You know, so if it has something to do with Batman, chances are I will watch it.
I'm with you.
So
I'm not opposed to it. It's kind of like Shazam.
Well,
segue.
I think you're probably going over the top, but my main opposition to Sylvester.
It's like a truck.
You turn your hat around backwards? You flick the switch on me?
It's like a switch.
Okay.
Like a truck.
I have mixed emotions about it because I think that a huge part of what makes the Joker so cool is that you don't know his origin. You don't know exactly why he's the way he is. So in a way, I'm excited to see them try and explain one possibility of his origin. And then the other side, I'm like, eh.
Leave it alone.
Leave the mystery.
Well, I think that Heath Ledger did something very, very special with the Joker.
You ain't wrong.
And everybody has been trying to chase that since.
Yes.
And I feel like this is just in the long line of leave it alone. Listen, Ben Affleck's leaving Batman.
Should have never picked up the cowl.
Listen, not my point in it. And I'm not saying you're wrong either, but I'm saying, like, give it a break. Give it a rest for a little bit.
I did think that they jumped into Batman reboot a little too quickly, and they just didn't do it right.
Right.
In the new DC
Yes.
EU.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm anxious to see. We'll see how it turns out. But
yeah,
I'm a little skeptic as far as DC movies, which we went and watched a DC movie this week.
Yeah, we did.
We went and saw Shazam.
Shazam. The story of a young boy abandoned by his mother, bounced through the foster system.
Bambi? No.
His mom didn't get shot.
Might as well
Spoiler
have.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, should have.
But no, a young man who was abandoned by his mother, bounced around through the foster system.
Bitter against the world.
But still has a heart of gold. So good that a magic wizard spots him from a different realm and brings him.
You think that we're making this up? You think that we're just spouting stuff off of?
I'm good at making stuff up, and I cannot make this up.
Yeah, he's caught by a magic wizard and proven himself to be having
champion
a heart
of character,
and is awarded magic
powers,
Greek
superpowers. I don't even know if it was Greek or Roman or.
Well, it's Greek. Well, I mean, Hercules and
Norse,
Atlas, and
yeah,
all that stuff. So. Which would be all Greek mythology stuff. But anyways.
Okay.
It was a super... The concern I had, and I was not wrong in this, they even made reference to it, was it's a superhero version of Big from the 80s. The Tom Hanks
kinda, yeah.
Classic.
Now granted, the story of Billy Batson was around before...
Correct.
Mr. Hanks was even an actor. So one might say...
That they copied
that
it.
Big from. Was a non-superhero version of Shazam.
Not wrong.
I mean, you'd probably be wrong if you said that. And I don't think anyone actually is, but
well,
The
argument could be made. And I was
reminded. There's even a nice nod to the movie in the, Shazam.
Right, when you're just like.
I thought it was like.
I see what you did there. But there's another movie coming out, and we'll go back to Shazam, but there's another movie coming out called Little, which is pretty much Big in reverse,
mm-hmm.
like the same exact story and everything. Yeah. So it was just kind of we're just recycling this movie a couple times.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I mean, how many times have they made a Freaky Friday remake, reboot, rehashing? You know, it's a classic.
It's Tuesday.
Cautionary tale.
It's Tuesday. It's been three times this week.
Yeah.
I think I had told you I wasn't not wanting to see this movie. I did want to see this movie.
I almost felt like
but
I
wasn't
saw this movie
dying ever. To go see it.
Yeah, I thought it was more out of duty than it was out of desire.
Right. I went and watched it this morning. I waited until the very last moment to go see this movie.
And I'm not going to say that it wasn't enjoyable because I had a good time.
Yeah.
It did what it was supposed to do.
You wanted to say it, and I'm very proud that you didn't say it.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
No,
And I think what's happening is, okay, so DC went dark, right? DC is darker in general, especially in the mainline stories. Everything
they went
really,
too dark.
Yeah, everything but X-Men is pretty, there's more levity.
Right.
You know, you've got Spider-Man and the Avengers. You know, those are two big franchises inside Marvel that have always played heavy on wit and a little bit of comedy.
Right.
DC's not that.
No, DC went super dark, and too dark in my opinion, and hokey dark. You know, in places that they shouldn't, like obviously
Batman's always been a dark character, will always be a dark character.
But they should have done something like leave that dark and then have the other people bring some levity to that. I think what we were kind of discussing it a little bit earlier, and I'm attached to the Marvel movies like
more
those characters like I'm emotionally attached to those characters. Even if it's the first movie, I find myself emotionally attached to these characters,
with the exception of Batman.
Yeah,
everything Marvel related is that way for me.
Right,
like Batman is the only real character from that DC universe in general that I have that attachment to. All of my other favorite comic book characters are Marvel characters.
Right. And we've talked Superman. I wasn't a huge fan of Superman until Smallville, and that was more Clark Kent than Superman. And kind of breaking down that character more for me because I was just never a fan.
For sure.
I thought he'd be a better bad guy, which they've tried, but
yeah.
Anyways.
Superman.
The kid gets superpowers, and the grown-up version of him, the superpower is Zachary Levi? Levi?
Yeah. He looks like a jacked Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, and it's very like muscle suit.
Yeah.
I think he's really buff and stuff.
He is pretty jacked, but they enhanced him.
They enhanced. He's very funny actor and stuff, and they brought a lot, and there was a lot of funny scenes and stuff, and so there wasn't anything really wrong with it, but I just, for me personally, at the end, like I was saying, I don't want to say I didn't care by the end, but it was just kind of, I didn't care.
Yeah, and that was my take on it too. It was like, I didn't care about the Shazam character when I walked into the theater, and I still didn't care about the Shazam character when I walked out of the theater.
Yeah, I'm not. If they do a sequel, I'm not. I don't care.
Yeah.
If they do a sequel or not, I don't.
I'm sure they will. They set it up.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? What I'm thinking about is, I was more excited to see what villain they used than anything else about
the
movie.
It didn't even have a name. I don't know if they. I don't know DC characters well enough to be able to place
they
it.
They dug in the crates a little bit.
People thought it was Black Adam, which it is not.
Not Black Adam.
Not Black Adam.
But they set it up for that down the road.
Right. They set it up for quite a few things and stuff, and I just...
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It did its job.
Yeah.
I
wasn't bored watching it, you know, and there was, I laughed, I was engaged with the film itself. I thought it was fun.
Right.
So, I had something I wanted to mention. Oh, we were talking about this over lunch. But I really feel, and we kind of started going down this road a minute ago, so I'm going to bring it back there before we wrap this up. But I feel like they tried to do what the MCU has done when they brought out Iron Man, the first Iron Man movie, Robert Downey Jr. Right. The humor was just as important to that storyline as the action was.
Right. We had talked about that could have been a standalone movie and it would have been absolutely fine at the time. There wasn't
they never
even
built on it. It would have been great.
Yeah. It would have been, hey, remember Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man? That was pretty cool. Yeah, you did that 10 years ago.
And so they started doing that with Aquaman. Mm-hmm. And Aquaman was just better executed than this one was.
So much better executed. I remember leaving it and just
if you
really
can make Aquaman impressive, you've done a good job.
Yeah.
So, this one I'm gonna say, because of the limited streaming opportunities for DC films these days, you have to have a special subscription to their own thing to do anything. I guess my recommendation would be to go to rent it.
I was going to say, but given that case, and I did, because I was going to say stream it, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, wait for TBS? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they're already doing, you know, Superman and Batman versus Superman. But I would say, yeah, rent it, Redbox it.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be kind of my thing. I'm just, okay.
Yeah. It was meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not great. Not bad.
Shazam.
Just there. It was just
Shazam. Well,
maybe that'll be the new.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the new code word.
Yeah. The new. It was like. Yeah. It was like Shazam. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. But it did its job.
Yeah.
So everybody did a good job in it.
Yeah. And there,
the old wizard was not an actually old wizard, and that's one of the only thing that bugs me. But.
Yeah.
Rent
just
it.
Rent it.
Rent it.
Just rent it.
Yeah.
I think it's time to wrap this thing up, man.
It was not my cup of tea.
Sometimes at the end of the day, it just is what it is.
It is.
So, anyway.
Wrap it up. Stay tuned to our stuff.
We appreciate you guys tuning in each and every week. We really, really do appreciate the support. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel as well.
And on Facebook, Drunk in the Beard.
And until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
And we're out.